Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Round 6 GGW Contest Recording. I'm going to get started right away, going to roll into Selve off the bat. This was an interesting piece that may be enough to keep you in the game. I certainly thought it was creative and it was entertaining, but there are a lot of problems that need to be addressed. For one, there are a ridiculous number of little errors all over the place, and I really wish that that was the worst of it. Your plot, at times, was frankly inconceivable. The sudden jumps from arrival to affair to burning led the story down the pit of nonsensical. This, coupled with the errors that should have been corrected, leads me to a really unhappy realization. As I sit here now on the verge of deciding whether or not you'll go on to the final round, I really have to question just how much you've put into your writing. I know there are external factors. Your parents' style of parenting is beyond motherfucking outrageous, and that is likely the decisive factor impacting your performance when it comes to getting shit in on time and the rush to get shit done and all that nonsense. But at the end of the day, I really doubt that you've taken all of my comments to heart over the course of this contest. You're still making the same mistakes. I think that you did a good job at creating an entertaining plot this time around. However, as soon as you remove that one issue, you replace it with shit that's equally problematic. Tense issues, plot construction, etc. I hope you can bust out the one last piece. As after scoring, you squeaked into the finals. So you made it to your goal, you made it through all 7 rounds. But you really have to start sitting down and taking the thing seriously. I know it sucks. I know your mom is completely irrational. But there comes a time where you just have to say, I need to get this done. How am I going to get it done? What can I do to make it right? Just because you can't get on doesn't mean that you can't think about what I have said or what other people have said in the course of the contest. I know that other people have been involved. It's very simple. Sometimes I guess it's not as simple. Maybe I'm just greedy because I'm older and I've been there, done that. But that's just how I feel. You need to take the things that have been discussed over the course of this entire contest and you need to take them into consideration. You need to use them. I will tell this as a story now. I'm going to go off on a tangent on this one. In almost every case of GGW, the last round came down to something that was ultimately decided by the performance throughout the entire contest as opposed to the performance of that one round. It's scary, but it's true. A lot of those times when I sat there in GGW1 and I had to decide between Days and Alpha Bravo, way the fuck back in the day, things really hinged on, well, who did better overall? They did fantastically in that final round. But when I decide, when I make that decision, who is getting that championship spot, there are a lot of little things that can tweak that final point. And I can't tell you how many times it has come down to a half a point. In fact, it's come down to half a point in every GGW thus far. And that may or may not happen again, depending on what the hell happens in the final round. So I'm just putting that out there. You need to put your best foot forward every fucking time. And now I'm going to scroll. This is definitely PK's, because I'm seeing a bunch of days. Oh yeah, whoo! Put a little Michael Jackson on the way. PK, your last entry was you on crack. This one has you re-exerting your authority in the AGWC. The comedic value of this piece is what sold me. The narration was true to character, and while there are stylistic things that I guess I could complain about, I'm just going to let my smile wash over thee. I loved the mocking going on in this piece. Even the end was a slap in the face of typical, and it also leaves some pretty serious questions trailing a not-so-serious work, which is just an added plus that I'm not going to complain about. So, very nicely done. You need to keep that shit up. You need to keep your intensity going into the final round. Continue to exert your authority like I know you can do. On to TLM. Scrolling, 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 scrolling. TLM, the benefits of these poems beginning to lose the luster. Once again, I think you could have gained some props by changing the haiku form to pick up some better line breaks and flow. There are a few issues in this piece that, when it comes to that flow and break issue, they just come off as weak, and I've reached the point where enough is enough. The first one, I got the vibe. The second one, I said, you kind of forced it. And this one, I'm seeing it again. So, if you go into the final round and you don't address the issue, you know I'm gonna get fucking pissed off. The only one, to me, that really worked for me in this was the He's 10 line. The rest of the second line breaks just blew donkey balls like my ability to speak, apparently, in this recording. Once again, though, your subject matter has carried you well, and I appreciate the darkness and intensity that they brought to the field. However, with each successive piece that follows the same format, the power of your imagery loses its focus. Perhaps another look at the intensity and the setup of the gradient would have assisted you. By the way, you fucking use parentheses, and I should kill you. I won't kill you, at least not much. But fuck! Bad, TLM. Bad. You do that outside. Scrolling on down to Solar. You have finally given me something that is hilariously awesome. Time for Super Nitpick Node. A few lines fell into the dominion of commonplace. This isn't a bad thing, as the story as a whole worked extremely well. But it would have really put you over the top had you come off with some crazy-ass unique dialogue to seal the deal right away. There were a few grammatical issues in this one, mostly minor ones related to commas. Entertainment-wise, this banks mad checks. You set it up wonderfully, and it made it a win-win-win. The only warning I have to give is that prior to the fun twist that, like, blows the balls away, my brain was going apeshit over the sheer fail of what was happening. Had this been leading to a serious conclusion, like that was actually an affair, I would have outright reamed you straight into the depths of hell. This only made the ending that much better, but it's pretty much a high-risk, high-reward payoff. You have to make it good enough that people continue reading. I know I've gotten a few comments from people outside the contest who bailed on your ending before they got there because they said, oh my god, no. And so they missed the fun because they weren't willing to commit because the opener was just, oh my god, fuck. So, you need to make sure that you put in a little bit of a risk, maybe a lot of risk, but that you make that setup worthwhile to get through so that when people get to the end they go, ha ha ha, awesome. That's my advice there. More scrolling, because believe it or not, we had a fifth entry from Angel. Actually, it's Angel of Agape or Angel of Agape, whichever one. Once again, the pronunciation. God, what the hell is with me in this recording? Whatever. I'm caffeinated. Shut the fuck up. This is your first time entering into this contest, so please forgive me for saying it bluntly. This piece could not possibly be more cliche. Somehow, My Soul Is Lost is an uninspiring opener at best. You absolutely need to push the boundaries if you want to go far in this contest and rise to the occasion. I'm really at the point where I have to decide if I just want to leave it at that or just shell-shock the shit out of you with my comments. I guess it's safe to say that I'm not meaning these things to scare you off or disappoint you in some terrible way, but you have to understand, I've been running this contest for almost 5 years, and this piece falls straight into the category of same shit, different day. So, what do you need to take away? First of all, I think this piece would have done well with some guiding punctuation. A lot of people walk into poetry and somehow think that the rules don't apply, but grammatical elements can still be used to guide the work, and I think this one needed it to establish a solid flow. Secondly, your rhyming scheme here really compromised potential originality, and I think the use of soul 3 times in a piece this long is kind of a no-no. Don't get me wrong, soul is one of my favorite words, and it took a little soul searching, haha, pun, for me to come up with some good synonyms, because as everyone knows, I'm a synonym whore. The biggest thing, though, is the message and its entertaining value. There just isn't a lot to work with here. I didn't read this and catch a captivating image. I saw an exercise in a high school lit class. So, what do I want? This is a good thing to know, and since you're new, I don't really expect you to know this. I want grit, I want depth, and I want something that screams you. I do not ever want cookie cutter, and I sure as shit don't want poems to start with lines that have sat on the literary back burner for 10 years. Thankfully, and this is the plus, so this is like the silver lining on this dark holy shit cloud, you've gotten started at the end of a season, and there is literally no pressure on you whatsoever. So, it gives you the opportunity, before the next season, to do your homework. Look at what the high-scoring writers are producing, and see what topics mesh with your style. Ha! It's funny I even wrote this in the shit. There is a silver lining to this cloud. You seem to know the basic mechanics of writing, which is always a solid plus, because some people come in and they have no idea, and it takes them forever and a day to get it all worked out. So you kind of have that first initial step going for you, and that's a solid plus to take into this contest. And now I got a text message, which is awesome. Woot Panda. And that said, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies. Woot.